Hi, everyone, and welcome back to English for You. I'm Erin.
And I am Pat, and like the articles, Pat, I'm confused. Because Laura, in the article, has just told me, Pat, that she has a crush on him.
Wow. So, now we learned a little bit about the things that Pat and Laura have done together. They go to board game cafes together.
Chinese New Year together. Facebook photos together. A lot of stuff. And it seems like Laura has decided over that time she has been in love with Pat. She's got a crush on Pat. And now she's confessed it to him. She's told him the truth. It's dating time for the two of them.
Okay.
Or is it? Because Pat's not so sure.
Yeah, he's a little bit confused. Now, has anything ever happened like that to you?
Absolutely it has. It's a very long story, but a girl once who I had kind of liked, had a crush on, once told me she had similar feelings. I didn't know what to do. I was knocked on my bottom and had no idea how to respond.
Did you do nothing?
Not in the end.
Okay.
It's a very long story.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, it's happened to me too. But before we can get into anything like that, we should probably get into our article. So, let's get started on today's article.
Reading. Listening. Listen to the dialogue carefully and fill in the blanks. A Fool for Love on April Fools. Pat sees Laura at school on Monday.
Hey, Pat. Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, I watched a movie. I also did a lot of thinking about what you said.
That's really nice, I guess.
Although I respect your feelings, I don't think I'm ready for a relationship.
Sorry? But what?
You know, our little conversation on Friday?
By any chance, do you remember what Friday's date was?
Let me check the calendar. Friday was April 1st.
That's right! April Fool's Day!
What? You pretended to love me as a prank? That's so mean!
I can't believe you actually believed it!
Well, you did say a lot of true things, like how I was funny and cute and...
Oh, please.
Go ahead. Enjoy your victory. Next year, I'll be ready and the joke will be on you. Pat storms off as Laura keeps laughing.
Now, listen to the dialogue again.
Pat sees Laura at school on Monday.
Hey, Pat. Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, I watched a movie. I also did a lot of thinking about what you said.
That's really nice, I guess.
Although I respect your feelings, I don't think I'm ready for a relationship.
Sorry, but what?
You know, our little conversation on Friday.
By any chance, do you remember what Friday's date was?
Let me check the calendar. Friday was April 1st.
That's right, April Fool's Day.
What? You pretended to love me as a prank? That's so mean!
I can't believe you actually believed it!
Well, she did say a lot of true things, like how I was funny and cute and...
Oh, please!
Go ahead. Enjoy your victory. Next year, I'll be ready, and the joke will be on you. Pat storms off as Laura keeps laughing.
So we're going to begin our article today by talking about what Pat's going to say.
Mm.
Now, first it starts out by saying, Pat sees Laura at school on Monday.
He's had a bit of thinking time.
Mm-hmm.
He's had 2 days to put this over in his mind, maybe talk to a few of his friends. What am I going to do, guys?
Mm-hmm.
Do I date her or not? Is he excited? Is he scared?
Mm-hmm.
Laura just seems fairly casual, fairly, you know, ordinary. He says, hey, Pat, she says. Hey, Pat, did you have a good weekend? You know, very kind of like, okay, that's just very normal, like nothing had happened.
I'm surprised she didn't start out by saying, what's your answer?
Come on, what have you done?
Well, Pat says, I watched a movie. I also did a lot of thinking about what you said.
Uh-huh.
He's going straight into it. He's not nervous now.
Yeah, he was maybe a little lost there. He was like, Laura asked him, what did you do? I watched a movie. I was also thinking, okay, what is going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
We don't know, and Laura maybe doesn't know either, because she says, that's really nice, I guess. So she doesn't sound really confident, really sure about what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
She uses, it's the Yeah, there's an We use this word it's not a real word, it's kind of like a space filler in a conversation, and we put it at the beginning of a sentence, meaning that we don't really know what we're going to say next. And at the end she uses, I guess, we use that with a raised tone, I guess. Which means she's saying something, she's not really sure about it, she may not mean it. A quick note about, it's difficult, but try not to say it when you give a speech or presentation. It's really hard to avoid it, but you can do it with practice.
Yes, it takes away from what you're really trying to say.
People will only remember, that guy, he was
No, you don't want to be the guy.
Yeah.
So let's find out what happens next. Pat says, although I respect your feelings, I don't think I'm ready for a relationship.
Oh, shut her down.
In a very polite way.
He's not like, you, no,
thank
where's
you.
Your hot friend? He's been like, I respect you. That's what he said, respect.
Well, I guess that happens sometimes. So, let's look at our first vocabulary word in that sentence, and that's respect. Respect is spelled R-E-S-P-E-C-T, respect. Now, it's a verb, and it means when you respect someone or something, you admire them because of their qualities or skills. For example, Alan has a lot of respect for people who can work full-time and raise children at the same time.
Oh, that's hard.
It is. So, it could also mean that you treat someone or something politely in a way that doesn't harm them. Kind of like what happened here. Another example could be Jane treats her grandparents with respect.
Yeah.
She wants to treat her grandparents nicely because they've done so much for her.
Yeah, it could mean like kind of doing what they want to do, not trying to talk down to them, sort of showing that you think they are maybe a little bit better or higher or deserve nice treatment. Okay, Laura still seems a bit confused here. Something's obviously gone wrong. Pat's just rejected her, but she is not bursting into tears. She's not running away. She's not saying, like, why? What did I do? Is it me? What's the problem? Is it someone else? She just says, I'm sorry, but what?
Uh-oh.
What?
Now she sounds confused. What's going on?
I have no idea.
Well, Pat says, you know, our little conversation on Friday. Now, did you see my little quotation marks
we both
there?
Did them.
He doesn't want to say exactly what it is, but he wants to remind her of it.
Yeah, come on, you know what happened. It's kind of like we do that around a word when we're sort of using it to mean something else, maybe.
Yeah. It could also mean that he's just slowing down his words a little bit because mm-hmm. he's starting to feel a little bit embarrassed.
Yeah.
Oh, so now let's look at the vocabulary word conversation.
Okay.
Conversation spelled C-O-N-V-E-R-S-A-T-I-O-N. Conversation. Then it's a noun. Conversation is when you talk with someone to share news, information, any feelings or thoughts with another person. For example, Nick's parents had a conversation with his teacher about the grade he received on his test.
Well, that doesn't sound like a good conversation.
No.
You can sometimes put that little negative meaning on mm-hmm. conversation. We need to have a conversation, which means I'm talking and you're going to listen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Laura then, she's feeling maybe Pat's completely lost here. He's got no idea what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to help him out a little bit. And mm-hmm. she says, by any chance, do you remember what Friday's date was?
Oh.
Hello.
I wonder why the date's important.
Yeah, well, she uses this phrase here, by any chance. And we put this at the start of a sentence. When we're asking a question to find out if something is true or if someone we're talking to knows the answer to something.
Okay.
For example, you can put it at the end as mm-hmm. well, as in this example. Do you know how to get to the post office by any chance?
I do.
Or, by mm-hmm. any chance, do you know how to get to the post office?
I still do.
It's kind of saying, is there any possibility? It's kind of a politer way to ask a question than just saying, where's the post office?
Yes. Which
tell
you
me
don't
where the
really
post
want
office
to do.
Is.
Yeah. Well, Pat's going to tell us a little bit about the date. He
okay,
said,
well,
let
yeah,
me
what's
check
going on?
My calendar. Friday was April 1st.
Huh.
Well, before we get into April 1st, let's talk about calendar.
Mm-hmm.
It's a noun, and it's spelled C-A-L-E-N-D-A-R. Now, the word calendar is a word that's used for a set of pages that tells us the days, weeks, and months of a year.
Mm-hmm.
For example, let me check the calendar to see if I have free time next Tuesday.
Okay, of course, mm-hmm. these days we all have calendars on our smartphones,
mm-hmm.
or even those old dumb phones had calendars on, so you mm-hmm. can check stuff, make a note, okay?
Yep.
You can also kind of use it to mean, like, your schedule, your
yes.
schedule,
yep.
I beg your pardon, of
mm-hmm.
what's coming up. Let me check my calendar. In other words, let me think about what I'm doing over the next few weeks.
Let me see if I'm busy.
Yes, mm-hmm. exactly. Okay, so Laura says, that's right. April Fool's Day.
Oh.
Friday, when all of this confession of love went mm-hmm. on, was April Fool's Day. April the 1st. Now, April Fool's Day. Now, this is a day when people play pranks or tricks on their mm-hmm. friends or family. Sometimes even companies like radio stations play tricks on the public for fun.
Mm-hmm.
One of the best is the BBC's spaghetti trees. Look it up.
I do remember that one. That's mm-hmm. a pretty good one. Now, it's not a proper holiday in any country.
Disgraceful.
Mm-hmm, but it is popular in many countries mm-hmm. around the world and has been since the 1800s.
Yeah, I love it. I think it's great.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of my favorite days of the year.
It is. It's just so much fun.
Yeah.
Well, now Pat is going to reply to Laura. He says, what?
What?
You pretended to love me as a prank?
Oh.
That's so mean.
That's terrible. Who would do that?
Oh.
Come on.
Now, a prank, spelled P-R-A-N-K, is a noun, and it's a trick that's played on someone, especially one that makes them look silly. For example, Marianne gets upset when her brother plays pranks on her in front of her friends.
That's awful. That's mm-hmm. terrible. You can also use prank as a verb
yes.
informally and say, mm-hmm. I'm going to prank somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to prank my friend by doing this.
Yes.
Laura, she thinks it's hilarious. She thinks it's really funny that
I bet Pat, she's laughing.
Pat got tricked, got pranked in this way. She says, ha! I can't believe you actually believed it.
Well,
she must have been a pretty good actress to,
mm-hmm.
to really get Pat to, and trick him into thinking that she had a crush.
Well,
I can't believe it either. That's terrible, Laura. Come on.
Pat's going to stand up for himself a little bit here.
Mm-hmm.
No, he's. I got played for a fool.
Yes.
I'm a fool,
but
he says. Well, you did say a lot of true things, like how I was funny and cute.
Yeah.
And?
Yeah, all that other stuff. Laura just interrupts him. Oh, please, she says. Oh, please. We can use that phrase, oh, please, to kind of mean like, come on, that wasn't real. How could you believe that? Oh, please. You believe that too? You are stupid.
Yeah. You are a real fool. Well, it sounds like Laura is going to be in for a tough April Fool's next year. Because Pat says, go ahead. Enjoy your victory. Next year I'll be ready and the joke will be on you.
Oh yeah, you better believe it.
Well, our last vocabulary word today is victory, spelled V-I-C-T-O-R-Y, victory. Victory is a noun, and it means the success you have when you win or achieve the top result in something, such as a game or a battle. For example, we could say, my brother does a special dance to celebrate his victories when we play cards together.
Oh, really? That's just terrible. Okay, Pat also says, the joke will be on you, okay? Now, this is a phrase or an idiom we use quite commonly. The joke is on someone. So here we're using future tense, where is becomes will be. The joke will be on you. And we use this phrase, the joke is on someone, to say that someone has tried to make you look silly, but you're going to end up looking silly themselves. Like, or maybe you got me this time, next year you are the one who will look silly. You are the one who will have a joke played on you. For example of both the phrase and a trick, Henry put salt in my coffee instead of sugar. Then he forgot about it and took a drink. The joke's on him.
Silly Henry. Well, the last line of today's article says, Pat storms off as Laura keeps laughing. And storm off is today's shortcut for you, so let's check that out before we sign off.
Shortcut for you.
I think my new neighbor is a little crazy.
What do you mean?
Well, I saw her for the first time near our apartment building yesterday, and I went over to say hi.
Oh, that's nice of you.
Well, as soon as I said hi, she looked at me as though she was really upset and just stormed off.
She created a storm? Your neighbor's not crazy. She's magic.
Oh, to storm off means to leave angrily.
Alright, so to storm up means 气冲冲地离开.
Yes, and get this, after she left, she yelled out, I never want to see you again, Cindy.
Wait, that's not even your name. Well, what did you do?
Nothing, I just left.
Oh, too bad, you should have stormed off.
Okay, so as we see, to storm off means to walk away very quickly in anger, with arms crossed, yet stamping your feet a bit like there's a storm going on. Now, that's it. That's where it's going to be left. Maybe they'll make up next month. We just don't know.
Well, let's see.
Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's article. We're going to leave Pat and Laura there, but stay with us because it's our For You Chat question up next.
For You Chat.
Okay, our question today is one that's got you all excited. Describe how you played an April Fool's Day joke on someone and how they reacted.
Well, to be fair, it wasn't really me that played the joke, but someone played a prank on my mom when I was very young, and she was so confused. It was April 1st, and we woke up, and she had made us breakfast before we went to school. She was listening to the radio. Now, my mom works for the bank, so she knows a lot of things about money, but on the radio that morning, they announced that the banks were going to have a new $5 coin and that it was coming out. And my mom, she started getting really angry.
What are we
going
to do? How are we going to... Why didn't they tell us?
They didn't tell us about this new money. It's going to be so busy. And she got really upset. And my sister and I were just casually eating our breakfast, not worrying. And she looks at us. She goes, what am I going to do? And we both said, Mom, April Fool's Day, silly.
Terrible. Okay, a few years ago, I got my wife pretty good while she was still asleep on April the 1st. She left her Facebook on, silly girl, and I used her Facebook account to post a message saying, I can't wait to start my new job in Canada. So when she woke up, she had about 50 messages, say, including from her boss, asking, what's this new job? Why are you going to Canada? What's going on here?
Uh-oh.
Oh, I laughed at her.
She probably had to fix that problem at
she
work that day.
She thought it was funny. Never mind. All right. Have you played some good jokes or have had some good jokes played on you? Ooh. Think about it. Talk about it. But that's all for us today for English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Erin.
We'll see you again soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
A Fool for Love on April Fools. Pat sees Laura at school on Monday.
Hey, Pat. Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, I watched a movie. I also did a lot of thinking about what you said.
That's really nice, I guess.
Although I respect your feelings, I don't think I'm ready for a relationship.
I'm sorry, but what?
You know, our little conversation on Friday.
By any chance, do you remember what Friday's date was?
Let me check the calendar. Friday was April 1st.
That's right, April Fool's Day.
What? You pretended to love me as a prank? That's so mean.
I can't believe you actually believed it.
Well, you did say a lot of true things, like how I was funny and cute and...
Oh, please.
Go ahead. Enjoy your victory. Next year, I'll be ready, and the joke will be on you. Pat storms off as Laura keeps laughing.
Vocabulary Review.
Respect. I find it hard to respect Sean after he lied to me. Conversation. The two friends had a conversation about politics while waiting for the train. Calendar. Greg looked at the calendar and realized his mom's birthday was coming soon. Victory. The baseball player hit a home run and earned his team the victory.